mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number two on this live edition, this Wednesday edition, the 22nd day of September 04. The toll-free number to join us on any news item, any issue you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into no-fly list because there's already hundreds of thousands of people conservatively on this list. And now AP reports airlines told to turn over passenger data on all flyers. And bad credit can make it to where you can't fly. It's going to be to have a car, have a job, everything here in the near future. Preemptively, we're all going to be considered criminals for life for no reason. In some areas, half of public school teachers have their children out of their own public schools. But more than 25% of public school teachers in Washington and Baltimore send their children to private schools, a new study reports. Meanwhile, they're reporting out of mainstream papers in Michigan that they're doing terror drills where they train the local police and school teachers that homeschoolers are terrorists and are going to attack and kill everyone. That's out of WorldNet Daily. Also, micro-thin implantable films may one day allow patients to forego daily injections and pills. These are part of new films that are implanted in your body. Also, U.S. torture in Iraq spread to Mosul. 40% of Army reservists fail to report to Fort Jackson. Big article. Fear of farming, and it talks about controversy swirls about the crossroads of agriculture and medicine, the big pharmacological crops they're putting into place. This and much more in this hour, and of course, Anthony J. Hilder will be joining us, expert on the New World Order, in about 30 minutes. Right now, let's go to John in Texas. John, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Hello, John.
Oh, this is PJ.
Okay, PJ, welcome.
Okay. Alex, I just want to say I'm really surprised. I just want to let the listeners know when you call in. My goodness gracious, you're not screened or anything, you know. You just put you through, so thank you. I appreciate that. Anyway, I just want to say, you know, I know you don't care about blowing your own horn or anything, but you really are an American hero, honestly. And I just want you to know that. And
I'm just an average guy fighting the New World Order, defending my family. All of you that are out there taking action are American heroes.
Oh, I'm telling you, though. But, I mean, Alex, you could be making a fortune, and you're doing this, you know, because, I mean, so you got to have your heart's got to be in the right place, you know. So, anyway, that called from the previous caller. I found it pretty fascinating about the prayer thing, you know, because I had lost something a little over a year ago, and I've been, oh my goodness, it was all my journals and pictures. It was everything I cared about, and I left it behind somewhere, and somebody stole it. And I would love to find like a prayer group or something that has some power in numbers or something where I could maybe pray and, you know, get this back. I put a reward and stuff out for it in the past. And
yeah, but see, I don't know if God. Maybe there's a reason you lost that journal. You don't know.
It was all my journals and pictures, everything that meant anything to me, all my writings, all that stuff. Everything.
That's horrible. Yeah, my dad one time had a little leather backpack and it had a journal he'd been keeping for like 20 years, and somebody stole it.
Yeah, this was like a plastic box, you know, and it was like had all this stuff. I don't know why I did. I like sabotaged myself for some reason. And
I guarantee you that person threw it in the landfill.
You mean it took the stuff that I had, you mean, or what?
Yeah, they rummaged through it, didn't want any of it, and probably threw it in a dumpster.
Oh, God. I know it wrecked my life, that's for sure.
Really?
Yeah, it really did. I was actually ready to commit suicide. Over.
Oh, don't ever do that. Listen, everything passes away. It's life that's precious, and it too passes away and then regenerates. And, you know, don't ever even think like that.
Yeah. But, thank you so much for all the stuff that you're doing. I noticed that you exposed a tremendous amount of stuff. Maybe, you know, might be good just to point out, you know, more. It seems like between, I know they're both cousins and everything else, and both on the same type of thing. But doesn't it seem like though a little bit like that Bush is a little bit better than Kerry, though? I mean, at least you have gun rights and stuff like that.
Stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 30 seconds into the second hour. We're talking to PJ. PJ was saying, hey, isn't Bush better? Because at least he gave that pro-gun speech a few weeks ago. You know, it's your right of Second Amendment. Well, you see, George Bush was against arming any of the pilots until one of the most liberal senators in the country, Dianne Feinstein, came out and said, I'm for arming all the pilots. It makes sense. Then he said, okay, we'll arm 2% of them in a test if they can jump through all these hoops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Bush said, I'll sign the assault weapons ban, and then good Republicans in the Congress, because of heat by the constituency out there, refused to let the assault weapons ban go back through. Bush had said that he would sign that. Republican leadership in the Senate tried to get it passed. Bush actually tried to help get it passed, but such pressure was put on them that politically they were afraid to do it. But on the issue of the war, on the issue of the government doubling its growth rate, what it was under Bill Clinton, on the issue of signing on to UNESCO with the UN that Ronald Reagan got us out of, on the issues of open borders and the free trade area of the Americas, and all of this, these guys are on the same page.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. I know in your thing it says the New World Order is on the run and everything, but it looks like there's, I mean, I know you can't give up and everything, and I plan on getting your tapes and running them off and giving out copies and stuff like that. I'm only working part-time, but as soon as I get some money, I'm gonna be at least doing that. It's the least I can do. It's a minor thing. It just seems like there's hard, you know, that there's so much going against us that there's hardly a chance. You know, should we get out of town? Should we go out and live in a countryside or what?
I know this, and thanks for the call. If we submit to it, it's gonna win. And running out of town isn't going to save you. Going to a third world country isn't going to save you. This is a new world order. This is global government, global governance. And are we in the fight? Do we have a chance? Absolutely. You know, there's so much infighting going on inside the new world order. There's so many levels of subterfuge. There's so many things that they've got to deal with that we've got a great chance to defeat this thing, and we've got God on our side. But I know this, everybody I talk to is awake to the New World Order, but they all say there's nothing we can do, it's too big, oh, it's all over. Just stop worrying about the size of this thing and what we're facing and just move forward against it. We're the mass. We're the people. We have the power. Look at this new Zogby poll out of New York where half of them think the government was involved, not just prior knowledge. You know, 66% think that they had prior knowledge. Half think they were involved. And that's the same numbers around the country. And, of course, the media won't advertise that Zogby poll. They're desperate to cover it up. And so now, nationwide, there's huge ads put in newspapers exposing that Zogby poll by the person that paid for the Zogby poll. So there's a lot of people moving forward, a lot of allies popping up out there, a lot of people who are waking up to the New World Order who have a means. I mean, you wouldn't believe the phone calls I get from famous people and generals, and I'm just one little guy in this fight, and I get contacted all the time by prominent people. You know, everybody isn't evil. They've been sucked into the illusion, too, and that illusion is starting to crack. Is the New World Order trying to launch an offensive to scare us back into submission? Are they trying to take our freedoms? Are they doing all these incredible things, like we're going to forcibly psychologically test all Americans twice a year? Mercury's good for you. Take the shots. They actually said that last night on local news. Homeschoolers are terrorists, you know, freedom is slavery, war is peace. But those are death throes, my friends. Will the globalists nuke a city to keep their tyranny going? Probably. Okay, we'll have to make it through that. I know this, though, rolling over to them means total enslavement. All right, let's go ahead here and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I want to thank Tom for his obedience to the prayers. We really appreciate it and thank the Lord for may his new job be a blessing to him. I want to say here, Alex, when you say this situation here with the, sometimes like you did yesterday, you make me kind of cringe when you say that if we possibly, unless I'm misunderstanding, you get a liberal kind of Democrat, maybe, as far as I'm concerned, Bush is a liberal. He's pretty much being left to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, so is Arnold, so is Young.
So if you indicate that these conservatives, so-called, would rise up. And I want to use an example of my own senator, Rick Santorum. He's, with Bush moving up, he continues to move into higher and higher positions as a senator. This is a man that supports the partial birth abortion ban, led the fight for it. You know, I commend him for that. He supports the marriage amendment. He gets a lot of play for that, a lot of high esteem for that. But at the same time, one of your listeners did a really fine job questioning him on one of our 50,000 watt, where a lot of people get their information up here in this area, on his position as to why he supported Arlen Specter. He called him pro-death, blood from head to toe, which I totally agree with, in opposition to a pro-life, more pro-life.
So how does this tie into to?
Well, because he said at that point in time that Specter is a candidate that has agreed to support Bush's judges, and Bush is Santorum is similar to Specter because he agrees that the president should get support of the judges that they pick.
Okay, a lot of people say vote for Bush, and I'm not voting for either one of them. A lot of people say vote for Bush because. Lord Bush will get all these good judges in. 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices were put in by Republicans, and it's the most draconian court ever seen.
Right.
Butchering the Bill of Rights, big government, liberal policies, all of this. So again, it was Bush judges, and people Bush has now appointed to the bench the one after Judge Roy Moore in Alabama.
Right, right.
So I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying here is when you say that these people will come around if they get a liberal man in the White House, I totally disagree, because he made it very public that he supported 97% of Clinton's judges. Now, this seems to be all right for a lot of people that call themselves pro-life and pro-Christian, because he goes and supports and pushes through the partial birth abortion ban, the marriage amendment. He's going to protect the babies and the family. And so, you know, what I'm saying here is we cannot let guard down when we think that these people will come around. He supported Goals 2000. He supported No Child Left Behind. And this man that was on before, UNESCO doesn't even recognize our Constitution. So this thing that you brought up about, you know, the homeschoolers, the only option here to me to make the slate clean is to support those who will get rid of and totally remove us from the Department of Education.
Thanks for the call, Regina. Eric? No, up next is Ron. Ron in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Ron.
Alex?
Yes.
Several things here quickly. One of your previous listeners, I think if we all commit ourselves to being the south end of a northbound horse, no way they can possibly beat us. But it's all in the attitude. If you're like a spring and pushed, the harder you get pushed on, the harder you push back, they can't beat us. But also, on the mercury, a friend of mine who works in a refrigeration air conditioning supply house was telling me a story about a air conditioning guy this summer who broke a thermostat in a customer's home. The thermostat has a glass vial with mercury in it. And this mercury got into the carpet. He couldn't get it out. They had to call a hazmat unit out to clean up the carpet, get that small amount of mercury out of the house. So I'm glad to hear it's safe now. I'll pass the word along. And also,
well, again, we have this local newscast, and it's a national story. It's being mimicked all over the country, where they say, new federal study shows mercury isn't just okay for children. It actually improves their brain function and is very good for you. They actually said that. So all this news of mercury being bad, the vaccines, was wrong. They actually say that. I mean, how ridiculous.
Alex, you have to learn the new language. Thanks, Pete. That's all what it comes down to. But also, I'm wondering, could you possibly sometime rerun the interview with a General Benton K. Parton? I was unable to tape it. I had some problems. And I've had really good luck taping interviews such as his, as powerful as his was, and then passing them out. They get very good response.
Well, we'll just have General Parton back on.
That would be great.
Good to hear from you, Ron.
Thank you.
Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on the air. Welcome.
Great show today.
Well, thank you.
I'm Stephen McCraw. He's the Texas Director of Homeland Security. They had a 9/11 thing. I just wanted to read an exact quote from him. It's incredible. He was talking to a Muslim group on Muslim Legislative Day, Texas. So when they expressed their concerns about him and Muslims and, you know, Guantanamo and all that, here was his answer. What does a terrorist look like? He asked rhetorically. It looks like an American. That's what a terrorist looks like. That was how he was supposed to assuage the fears.
Yeah, not one of these supposed hijackers was an American citizen, but how did we all become terrorists on September 12th? And that's the point I've been making. I read the FEMA drills. I read the news articles every day. It's all Christians, gun owners, conservatives, homeschoolers. That's what they're gearing up for, while fooling Christian conservatives and saying, oh, we're going to be going after Muslims. Don't worry, it's just those dirty Muslims. We're going to put them in camps. So this is the racist psychology they use, trying to sell this to the American people. But really, it's for, you know, the mainline WASP America that this is all being engineered for.
True enough, and the only time the liberal left, that was from the Austin Chronicle, brings it out as if it does affect a small minority. But when they're talking about all the Americans, they won't bring that out if they were talking to a Christian group or anything like that. The liberal left, anyway.
No, I
agree. But also, that gentleman who is saying the New World Order is so big, we have to remember one thing, that all countries have nationalist movements to the tune of 10 to 20%, not to mention they have the radical Muslims attacking them from, you know, the East right now. They're attacked from all sides at this point, and the infighting.
Well, again, though, most of the radical Muslim movements are globalist-controlled to destabilize countries, so the globalists have an excuse to go in against their own populations. Thanks for the call, Eric. Good to hear from you. Chad and others, you're up next with a bunch of news. And Anthony J. Hilder. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Chad in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
I agree with a lot of stuff you say, but I was wondering if you recall on 9/11 the first video and the guy who filmed Ground Zero, and he was shown on ABC, and he was there to pick up one of his colleagues who was at the World Trade Center, and she was finishing up taking pictures for an article they've been doing for their magazine, called Prophecy Magazine, and the article they were doing was about why people wanted to blow up the World Trade Center in the, on 9/11. I was watching this from a TV inside of ABC News because I was an ABC News motorcycle courier who ran the first video from the Pentagon when it got hit that day. I also took my own father, who was a former director of DIA, who is currently the head of intelligence for Homeland Security, to be interviewed a few months before. The whole interview was about Osama bin Laden. So I was wondering if you had noticed this guy on 9/11 and the interview, and if you have, because I go and I try to bring it up on ABC, and they took it off their website about a couple weeks after, and you can only like the video, but there's no story on the guy.
Well, I mean, I have the big FEMA training manual from 1999 that shows crosshairs directly on the same spots that got hit by the planes.
Right. I mean, I just thought that is my life been quite ironic lately.
So your father was the head of Defense Intelligence?
That's correct.
And then is now the head of Intelligence for Homeland Security?
Yes, sir. I've seen a lot of weird things, buddy. And I kind of know what's going on. And I'm also a Christian, and I used to be. Check this out. My last job, I was greener at Reagan National Airport. Okay, so when I've seen some weird things, all right, and I had to quit that job, and I think it's kind of related to God. Well, it is related to God, and the whole thing about the measure of wheat for a penny, and what you were talking about with the New World Order, and how things work. I mean, I'm working at Reagan National Airport, protecting the public, and the airport was designed for legislators. Why? Right. So I'm making $27,000 a year, and I'm netting 7 cents an hour. And you know, I quit working for ABC News because they're only paying me 10 cents less. And I was walking into a unionized building as the outsourced worker.
Well, what's some of the weird stuff that you talked to your father about?
Well, getting anything out of a guy like that is a waste of time. mostly what I get is just from watching things around me, not from what anybody like my own father would tell me. But just obviously I worked at ABC News. And I worked at Reagan National Airport, and I'm a Christian. And I know some things that I've seen that support what you're talking about.
What was that in particular?
Well, like I was just getting ready to tell you, when it comes to how the New World Order is working in a prison planet mentality, you know, you get the World Trade Center gets knocked down, and in a country that is running off of a lie based on, you know, debt, and it's basically the repercussion of that, in my opinion. When you don't give true value to labor, and you fly on an airplane that's subsidized by labor through tax dollars and a system that works politically with contributions from elite organizations maintain the status quo. And at the same time, those very legislators who are supposed to represent my labor are thinking that they're going to get secured when I'm not secured financially when I get home. You know, and these are the same kind of individuals where, like, when I've heard you say some kind of little bit incorrect things, but, like, for instance, when I was checking a bag for an FBI director, and he started giving me, you know, a fit about it, I asked him, you know, hey, did you take a cab? You know, most of the cab drivers.
Fellas, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chad, I got a guest I got to go to, so we got to move quick here. All the callers need to move quick with their stories, their information.
Okay.
But so you're screening the FBI director's bag.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, he's kind of disturbed about it because, you know, he's the FBI director. You know, and I love it when people who shouldn't give me any problems give me problems, because I'll just ask them a simple question if they took a cab ride, and if their answer is yes, then I'll ask them, you know, was a cabbie from Afghanistan or Pakistan? And then I'll say, well, who put the, you know, luggage in the car and who took it out? I mean, were they holding on to it? And then they kind of, you know, don't say anything after that. But that same FBI director, I struck up a conversation with him about Louis Free and what he was up to. And he said, well, he's getting a better job, higher paying job. You know, and it reminds me of the head of Homeland Security saying he can't afford to send his kids to school off of his paycheck. You know, but yet, yeah, you know, I'm sure that the guys out there in Iraq, who are, you know, enlisted guys living their family off, is living off of food stamps, really appreciate a leader like that.
Exactly. Thanks for the call. Look, when you read Parade magazine or something and it says George Bush is worth $1 million. Or Homeland Security Director only makes $200,000 a year and he's poor and he's real sad. I'm not against the free market and money. Money's fine. The problem is these people aren't getting their money through the free market. The Bushes are worth tens of billions of dollars. They got hundreds of millions in World War II money from the Nazis. This is all admitted. And so I love how they act like they're from Texas. They act like they're poor. They, you know, they put on all of these illusions. Try to fool people. And it doesn't fool me. All right, I know we got Kevin and Maggie and Dave and many, many others that are patiently holding. We'll get to your calls. We're joined now by Anthony Hilder. And Anthony Hilder is, you know, one of the great-granddaddies of the anti-New World Order movement. Back in the 60s, you know, he put out the famous Illuminati album. He has put out a bunch of videos, books, information over the years. And he's found a new 9/11 film that's very impressive, and we'll tell you about that. But I also wanted to get Anthony on now for the balance of the broadcast, the next hour and 25 minutes, to take calls and cover news and talk about different issues with people. And Anthony Hilder, good to have you on with us.
Well, it's good to be here, brother, because we must incite a revelation to avoid a bloody revolution. And when given no choice but to inform the people, we have to get to the business of doing that, and your show extends beyond the reach of your voice, certainly beyond the reach of your fingertips, and touches people throughout this planet.
Well, Anthony, let me just throw this out at you. Government portrays homeschoolers as terrorists. In a federally funded exercise to prepare emergency responders for a terrorist attack, a Michigan county conducted a scenario in which public school children were threatened by a fictitious radical group that believes everyone should be homeschooled. The made-up group was called Wackos Against School and Education. And it says it was a Homeland Security FEMA grant and script. And all over the country they're doing drills where homeschoolers savagely start killing the children or their parents do. Now this has no place in reality. But this shows how they're quietly demonizing Christians and conservatives, the very group that thinks George Bush is the second coming of Christ.
Well, you know, if one were a Christian and they thought that they could follow in George Bush's footsteps on the highway to heaven, they will not be stopping in purgatory. They will be going straight to hell. We've got to be aware of who this man is, or whatever this thing is that resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm more concerned about Osama bin Bush than Osama bin Laden, because this whole Al-Qaeda is a creation of the agents of this government who operate for the evilarchy that operate through the Council on Foreign Relations at 5868 68th Street, and through the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. We must bring people to an awareness that it is a small group of people who wish to reduce the population of this planet by 80% that are in control. And we are the majority. And we must take tapes like the ones that you put out, and the ones that I put out, and get them to people, because a video can be seen by a million before a book can be read by one. And if we don't recognize that, if we don't make these exposés available to the people of the world, and I say of the world, we're going to lose this war.
Well,
and we
Anthony,
will deserve to lose it if we do not engage in this sort of activity. So we're going world. We've got our tape up, 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, in Germany. It's out. It's been shipped out to Norway, to Australia, to Portugal, to the Benelux countries. It's on the streets in Pakistan, in Lahore, in Islamabad, selling at about 200 rupees, which is about $4. So, I mean, it's obviously being bootlegged, but I'm doing it with a wink. The people who want to engage in the war over here can buy it, and they can make, you know, copies, like you suggested with your work. And we can reach the fire departments. We can reach the police departments. We can reach the families of the Igors. And I talk about the invisible government's obedient robotons, the Igors, that work for this Frankensteinian fraternity that controls this country.
Anthony Hilder, I want to get a little bit into your background for folks that don't know who you are, but for 40-plus years, you've been on the cutting edge. You've made a lot of stunning predictions and a lot of incredible work, and I've learned a lot from you, but and certainly truth is stranger than fiction, and you've certainly documented that and exposed that. But you've really delved into the occult nature of the New World Order, and now this is being revealed. Now this is being brought out into full view, being brought out openly. The New York Times is saying the Bilderberg Group basically appointed John Edwards to John Kerry's ticket. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. New York Post comes out and says they're busing in, you know, gay porn stars to service the Republican elite at Bohemian Grove, and then nothing's done about it. The satanic rituals, all of it. Four good Christian conservatives out there listening. Can you go over some background about this?
Well, the Skull and Bones is the Faustian financial fraternity that was set up in 1832 in this country to recruit people for positions of power in this country. We have the new director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Skull and Bones, Brotherhood of Death. These are the individuals who laid nude in the coffin and are born again into a satanic order. And when we take a look at the comparisons between Adolf Hitler and the Bush family, we find out that George Sr., his name in the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale, was Magog. That's the nickname that they call him. Magog in Christian literature is described as the one who wages war against God in the final days of the earth. The man, in other words, he is described as the man who would wage war against God against the people of the planet earth. And when he talks about 1,000 points of light in satanic literature and the satanic language, I guess, Satanese, you would have to say that that would be equivalent to 1,000-year Reich. And when we take a look at Hitler talking about 1,000-year Reich, he was under the tutelage of Madame Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, the author, well, the co-editor and publisher of Lucifer magazine with Annie Besant.
Well, let me stop you right there. I was at the Republican National Convention, and they go, 1,000 points of light on the delegates, and they shoot down the light, and it's actually Dr. Dennis Cuddy actually got the Hitler speeches where over and over again he said 1,000 points of light for our New World Order. Bush gave that exact quote back in 91, 1,000 points of light towards a New World Order. I mean, these are exact Hitler quotes. I saw Arnold giving exact Hitler quotes, but 99.9% of people do not know history. They don't even know what they're hearing.
Well, Arnold is being groomed to be a new Führer. And when we take a look at Arnold's background, of course it's from a Nazi family, but I'm not just talking about that. We take a look at that Senator Hatch from Utah. He's supposed to be a Mormon. He's trying to lift the ban on the Arnold Schwarzeneggers of the world becoming president.
And now Dana Rohrabacher has introduced it in the House.
And absolutely. And I knew Dana when he used to do dope down here in Southern California. Dana's been, you know, and I would consider Dana a friend of mine. But for him to turn around and all of a sudden, this libertarian voting for the lifting of this ban, which protects Americans, and putting us into the hands of the New World Order. I mean, this is insane. I don't know whether you're still smoking dope. are doing dope.
Well, Anthony, that's quite an allegation. What, were you there with him when he did it?
No, I've known Dana since he used to work for a group out here in Southern California, a news service. In fact, I was with him when he was working for Ronald Reagan, Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666. When we were outside of the barber shop waiting for Ronald to come out, and he had a private meeting with a fellow named Dr. Armand Hammer. Dr. Armand Hammer, on his desk, had pictures of Nikolai Lenin and pictures of Ronald Wilson Reagan. Hammer was supporting the Soviet Union, and Hammer was supported by Reagan. So there is something that is happening that the people do not understand. We have a one-party system. Hitler was financed from Wall Street. The Soviets were financed from Wall Street. We're talking about the Wall Street Hitlers and the warlords of Washington controlling this country through the privately owned Federal Reserve. We're talking about the Nazization of this nation that we are seeing at this very moment. We are talking about the demonization of the nation. And I say that literally. And, you know, I don't mind. I'm a libertarian. If somebody wants to do dope, that's not a problem, you know. But I don't have any problem with that. They're destroying themselves. Or if they want to get high recreationally, I don't have a problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is that when they are in positions of power politically, if they are not thinking clear, if they are thinking like they are under drugs, under the influence of drugs, and well, this could be through the influence of the Council on Foreign Relations or promises of power, then I'm concerned.
Well, Anthony, we have in America 15 million adults on Prozac and Ritalin, stuff 100 times worse than marijuana. We have 10 million children on stuff whose molecules are identical to methamphetamine and psychotropics. So, I mean, the whole drug war thing's a whole other story. But getting back into the whole satanic order, their plans are public. It's in their own publications. And then you tell people about it, they call it a conspiracy theory. Now, I'm seeing that less and less. I think there is a huge awakening taking place, that revelation you talked about has been taking place when a Zogby poll, highly respected, says half of New Yorkers believe the government was involved in 9/11, 66% think they had prior knowledge and let it happen. I mean, when we have numbers like that, the globalists have got to be worried.
Well, they have to be, and that's what I'm appealing to those of you who are listening to this show today to utilize the material that is being produced by Alex Jones and by myself, utilizing it by getting it on public access television, by getting it replicated, by getting it out to some fella who may be your great uncle and he happens to be Iranian, and he's living in North Dakota, and he has some association with somebody else back in Tehran who gets this information out. We have to think world. We have to do what has never been done before on the planet Earth. We have to literally incite a revelation. We must have a free world alliance. Our website is freeworldalliance.com and .org. Our purpose is to bring about a federation of tribal, linguistic, racial, religious, and political nation states in opposition to the United Nations, where people will have a choice to discriminate. And I say that is good, because choice is freedom. Freedom is choice. We must have a choice to associate or disassociate with whom we please, with whom we choose.
In fact, you've got a quote about keeping national sovereignty. What's that quote?
Well, I've got so many, I don't know which one you're talking about.
Well, it was the sub-headline under the Free World Alliance.
Well, we'll come across that, that we, the whole purpose of a free world is to have choice. And we must have the right to discriminate. When we see all of these laws restricting discrimination, it isn't simply laws for the betterment of man, it's for the enslavement of man. Adolf Hitler said that we must have a united Europe, and I fear that. I happen to be a strong supporter of UKIP, which is the United Kingdom Independent Party. I am in support of all of the independence movements throughout the country, throughout the world, whether it be for an independent Basque state or an independent Indian state.
We'll be right back with Anthony Hilder, and we'll get into his new film. And then we'll also take your calls and cover a bunch of other vital news and information. 1-800-259-9231, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are some of my websites. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
A united world is not free. And then we'll let Anthony finish up the rest of the quote here in a second. But my friends, I have made 11 documentary films. The newest one, American Dictators, is now out. It's documenting the staged election of 2004. About Bush and Kerry and Skull and Bones and how their policies are almost identical. And the latest developments with 9/11 and the whole New World Order system. It's 90 minutes long, 1995. My other films are all over 2 hours long, some almost 3 hours. Really, multiple videos in one, each one you get. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 a piece. If you get three or more of any of my original 10 films, whether it's 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Also carry a bunch of other great 9/11 films by other researchers and authors. You can call toll-free to order them or to ask about different discounts or different films we carry or different descriptions of the videos and books. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order my films or books. 1-888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Megan and Dave and Craig and John and Casey and everybody will get to your calls immediately in the next hour, so be patient. But right now, Anthony Hilder, you've got a new film out. It's lengthy. It covers a lot of information on 9/11, a lot of the new developments. It's very well done. How do folks get a copy of your new 9/11 film?
Well, if you happen to be in Canada and you want a DVD or a VHS, it's 800-294-5250. In Canada, 800-294-5250. And in the United States, 800-592-4864. 800-592-4864. And then a double-pack DVD is 877-378-4345. That's 877-378-4345. And it comes with Eric Hofschmidt's Painful Questions. So it's a double. It's not one, it's two. So when you order one, you get two. So it's double the length insofar as content of material, and it's half the price.
And how much? How much is it?
It's $29.95, and that includes two, so it amounts to about $15 each.
All right. So again, folks, that is give them the number again for the U.S.
In the U.S., 800-592-4864, and for the double DV pack, it's 877-378-4345.
All right. And your website again is?
FreeWorldAlliance.com.
And what's that quote of yours I love?
A world free is not united. A world united is not free. And when Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country, he was quoting Adolf Hitler. It wasn't originated by Kennedy. It was originated by Hitler. So I say, ask what your government can do for you, not what you can do for your government, because your government must be your servant, and we, the people, must be the master. The government is here only to function in a capacity to do things for you. That's what they're for. That's why we have a government. It's to do, it's to build roads.
Wait a minute. I thought the government was to be our boss because they need us to take care of us because there's a terror threat they created. Anthony, we're going to get into Skull and Bones. We're going to get into some of the new developments in 9/11. We're going to take a bunch of calls when we get back and go over some of the latest news and get your take and response on that. I want to talk about pharmacological farms, vaccinations, all of it. The big agenda, the world view, the world overview of Anthony J. Hilder. We'll be right back.
Introduce.